You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know. Hey, anyway, hey, how's it going, everybody? Yeah. Welcome to the Ruckus Podcast Show. Oh, you guys got the same flannel.
Twinning.
Welcome to the Ruckus Podcast Show. I am the DRP. We had a few issues with the first video, but we'll be fine. We roll with it. We go with it.
Roll with the punches, brother.
I'm the DRP. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves real quick?
I am Kid Rick Relic. Dog. Oh, shit.
Kid Relic.
Did you say it loud enough? What's your OnlyFans link?
I do have one.
Do you?
It goes right to face Force 5, and then I got rid of it. Nobody needs to see me on that site.
No, there's a market for everything.
Relicsfeet.com.
Introduce yourselves over here.
I'm Rick Dog, a.k.a. Ricky Petty.
Richard Petty.
Pro Bro here, prolific. One third of the day live, Force 5 Records. How we doing?
Yeah.
Settle down with the math.
And who's the guy? Who's the scary looking guy to my right?
The reason why you're doing a podcast, you have this channel, is because of me.
It's because of Tim Boer. Is what I just learned.
Listen.
Yeah,
I'm your favorite good looking Puerto Rican Jew. model.
Oh
actor,
my God!
DJ.
He's had a few shots at JMO, and now his ego is just blown the fuck up.
Wait till I do the fucking eight ball coke.
Anyways,
besides that, everyone, listen. I love you.
I love you too, brother.
You are a good manager.
Thank you.
Great business partner.
Thank you.
A good friend.
Thank you, brother.
You guys have a kiss or what?
You can you can catch us on Diablo's Den podcast channel. Which is owned by
Jay Reason,
owned by Tim Boer. But you can check us on Spotify on Monday.
Yo, listen, hold on. It's owned by Tim Boer, but he helped me down for $1,500. Yes, he made $2.5 million.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, Tim Boer, I love you.
And Spreaker. Or any digital site that you listen to, check us out. We are live right now. We have a special guest today. Everyone's hyped because we have right here. I'm going to show you real quick. Where's the picture? Jessie Lee.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. Hey, Jessie. She's going to be coming in a couple minutes.
Yo, guys, you fucking creeps. Be respectable.
Coming from you?
I respect
that. All right. Well, good. Danny Diablo says be respectful, which I am all the time. Tell Pro that.
Pro is a white trash fucking cokehead.
That's fucking foul, bro. That's foul. My mom listens to this, bro. What's
anyways, thank you guys.
I hope you know that your son's a cokehead fucking
Jesus
shit.
Christ.
Don't hold back.
Don't fucking kidding me, Danny.
We started the intro out with the Diablo Fest because December 1st,
I love you too.
Madball and Scarhead are playing Las Vegas.
What could go wrong?
A lot can go wrong, but let's hope it all goes right. But that's actually why we're going to talk to Jessie today, because she's in Vegas. She runs. She's an ambassador to the Punk Rock Museum, so she's done a lot of different stuff. You guys don't know who she is. She's a video vixen. She's done adult movies, and she's also been on Bravo.
I've seen that the boat show, right?
Below Deck. So let's check out a clip from Below Deck real quick.
Oh my God, Jesus! Wow,
that's amazing.
Wow, that's amazing.
I can't tell if it's working or not.
Great show.
We're going to bring in Jessie right now. Jessie.
Please save us, Jessie.
Welcome to the show.
All right.
Hey. Hi.
Hold on. She wears H2O.
She got an H2O shirt on. Yeah.
I love it.
I got it from when I saw them and Gorilla Biscuits at the All Right like months ago.
Oh, shit.
Very nice.
Shout out to Gorilla Biscuits.
So, Jessie, I just want to say thank you very much for being a part of our show today.
Of course.
And, why don't we talk a little bit about the Punk Rock Museum? How did this come to be? This is a brand new thing, right? This is the first year it's been open, right?
Yeah, I'm actually at work right now. I'm in the break room. That's why there's lockers behind me.
Get back to work.
There's a bunch of graffiti talking about pooping.
Nice. So how long has the museum been around now?
So the museum's been up since April 1st. I've been there since May 7th. So back in January, I was actually talking to Fat Mike, who's the president, about like how I'm like so sick of hustling that like I love strip clubs, but I'm tired of hustling. He's like, why don't you just work at the museum? I was like, all right, cool. He's like, I'll make you brand ambassador. I was like, perfect.
That's how I feel too. I tell these guys I'm not just a piece of meat. I got feelings.
Yes, you are.
And I'm like, I'm like, Danny, get back on the stage and shut the fuck up.
All right, guys.
Take this dollar.
Punk rock all day.
So what's going on today at the museum that it's so busy?
So Spike from Me First and a Giving Gimmies is doing two tours today. And like our tours go up to 30 people in each tour. And his tours are like almost sold out, both of those. So yeah, it's like insane right now. Plus it's like Veterans Day. So it's people have the day off. So that's why they're here.
We hear something crazy. The Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. When I got stabbed, listen. And the guy who saved me, ER doctor, he went to college with the guy from Me First and Gimme Gimmies and the Queers.
No shit.
I swear to God. So when he saw me, he was like, oh, it was the worst experience in the world.
Suppose getting stabbed is probably.
No, it was worse getting stabbed when someone says, I saw you Outlaw Tattoo Magazine. While you stabbed, your dick's this big because you're stabbed. And then, you mean you're all cold and shit? So like, no, but
it was cold that day, right?
But
shut up and sew me up.
The dude that saved me, like his people he went to college with, them,
yeah.
Like, Me First and Gimme Gimmies and fucking the Queers. How weird is that?
Yeah, that's wild.
That's punk rock.
Yeah, that's punk rock.
So have you always been like involved in the punk rock community too and stuff like that? Because
I mean, I have a lot of friends who are just touring musicians. I mean, I'm mostly involved in like the hardcore and metal scenes, but I mean, I always have friends in like the punk rock scene. I've been friends with Fat Mike since like 2008. So I have a lot of friends from like that long ago. I'm just friends with like everyone. So
That's awesome. Cool. So how did you, like I said, I was, trying to figure out things to talk about on the show. I saw that you did a bunch of videos with Motionless and White, and you had some other stuff. How did those come to be? You already knew them, or was it like a casting call?
So I'm friends with, they used to be in Century Media. I was like friends with those people. I've been that guy Juice from Hollywood Undead. I've been in two his videos. I've been in Motionless and White videos, New York State videos.
Which Hollywood Undead videos were you in?
Not Hollywood Undead, but this guy Deuce.
Oh, Deuce, like, I know. Yeah. He's not in the band anymore, but he was the first couple albums.
Yeah. So the video where it has like all the like women with masks on, Let's Get a Crackin'. Nice. I was in that one.
Oh, no kidding.
Of course, you can tell by my tattoos which one I am. And then I was in another one of his called America. What else was I in? I don't know. I've been in so many. So,
yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How did it come to be that? Like I said, I was going through your back catalog of.
I bet you have.
I knew you were going to say that. Of all the different videos, and then you're on Bravo TV. So explain how the Bravo TV thing came to be with Below Deck.
So the company, so everyone else who was on it was part of Cam4, which is a camming website. I've done like shows for Cam4 in the past, and they wanted. They asked me literally 2 weeks before the trip. They're like, hey, do you want to go to Australia? Do you want a free trip to Australia? I was like, okay. So I had to like rush to San Diego, get my passport. And I like made it there just in time. So yeah, so it was a lot of fun. I got like a free trip to, and also I wasn't supposed to be like the primary guest or the primary person. I was just supposed to be like one of the guests. But then they like just showed me a lot because I was topless a lot. So,
it happens to me all the time.
Danny, you have so many trajectories.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm good friends with Jules Jordan, Christina Rose, fucking Joanna Angel.
Joanna, yeah.
Like the porn community.
Small hands.
My boy Payaso used to be like, we used to like be bodyguards for all the, well, they didn't let me do that. But for all the porn stars.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
But the thing is, like, it's a hard job, man. It's a hard, like, to keep sane. Like, It's Wait, hard to be just
musicians are just as hard.
This no, yeah, let's, yeah. Guys, let's go.
All right.
But I know this thing because like it's
yeah.
my life.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just saying, porn stars are like strippers, but on steroids.
On steroids.
So they even crazier. Like oh, they're like yo, like hardcore punk rock guys. No one's normal. Like to be a hardcore punk guy, like you have to be fucked up in the head. So we're all fucked up, and that's why we all like each other.
No.
Hey, like, how you doing, man?
So, the whole world. Art.
Yeah,
you fucked up in the head. I never would have believed that.
Wait, what did you say, Jesse? I missed it.
Oh, I said we're all damaged somehow, but we're damaged goods, you know?
Yeah, but...
Listen, you're, that's what's cool. But
my brother said that to me, too.
I'm not going to say anything.
Should adapt.
But the thing is, like, it's cool that people, like... It's a profession. It's a job. But like when I was young, I didn't understand. Like, but we like me, Freddie, Toby, we all grew up like New York City, and all of a sudden, like I was like, yo, I'm a musician. At first, I thought I was like a Viking. I was going to other countries, fucking women and fucking drinking beer. I was like fighting people. I was like, oh shit! He still does that now.
It's the same shit.
But I'm saying
he just doesn't. You know.
But the thing is, no matter what. It's like you meet the people all over the world, and it's a profession. You meet people on the internet and stuff like that, or they're just so fucked up as you are. But it's a whole big community, and everyone's cool with each other. That like back in the day, you couldn't be a porn star, do punk rock and all that. But now it's like the most punk rock thing to do. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Back in my day, we used to have a hustler in a Ziploc bag hidden in a log in the woods with a pack of Marlboros, and that's how we got
honestly,
it.
Honestly, that was my first parade. We were looking in the woods for... Everyone stashed them in the woods.
Dish porn.
Stashed them in the woods.
Fucking beating off the magazines like pilgrims.
Listen, I still watch fucking Spartacus with the girl She-Ra, whatever her name is, Xena girl.
Xena, Warrior Princess.
Yeah, I would.
That blonde chick, though.
Well, listen, she's a Spartacus. I would get an eight ball.
I'm sorry, Jesse. This is going off the rails right away. This happens every episode.
Oh, God.
I would get an eight ball and just watch her and be like, "Yo, this is me and Xena have a date tonight."
Chugging on that gummy worm.
Anyways, let's talk to Jesse about. Sorry, Jesse.
Sorry, Jesse.
Yeah.
Shout out to Xena.
That's cool. I'm just entertained.
It always falls every episode. This happens. Yeah. I gotta rein everyone back in for a minute.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. We're usually pretty calm and collected.
So, Jesse, tell me how you know Joanna and Aaron Small Hands.
So, I mean, I've been a Burning Angel since 2007. So, I met her just through like applying for the site, being a Burning Angel, because I did like all the other sites. I like did like Deviantation, Broken Dolls, like all these other like alt sites, and then I did Burning Angel because I was like, I want to do video. So I did video, and the rest is, you know.
Joanne, shout out to Joanne Angel. Shout out to fucking Small Hands. Those are my
Joanna's literally like my ride or die. Yo, she just ran the fucking New York Marathon.
Yeah, she ran the marathon.
Oh, I saw that.
It's a marathon. New York.
It's so crazy. Yeah. She's like all about marathons. Like, you're insane.
She's a proud Jew. She did it.
Always to the Jew thing, right?
Always the Jews. But yo, I know Joanne Angel for a long, long time. That's my homegirl. She'll tell you, like, that's my homegirl. So actually, I always got her back no matter what.
The first time I met them was because we were in LA with Esteban Oreo.
Yep.
And then Joanna and Small Hands came out to the show. So they were living in LA at the time.
They came out to see me play.
Yeah, so. They came out to see you play, Scarhead. And then I know they...
So basically, yeah, thank you.
I got to meet Small Hands and Joanna. You didn't grow up with them, though, right? You weren't born.
Are you from San Diego?
No, I'm from... Well, I'm originally from Buffalo. But
nice.
I live in...
Nice.
So you,
nice. Bury alive.
What's that?
Buried Alive Google Dolls. Google Dolls are from Buffalo.
They are. Nice. They're like the most famous people from Buffalo ever. It's crazy.
Other than the snow.
Yeah.
The snow actually in Buffalo during the wintertime. I was in LA and I'm like, oh, I'll just like fly to Buffalo for the Christmas. And then I got as far as Chicago and they're like, sorry, Buffalo's closed.
Three feet of snow.
Shut down.
Yo, I try to like fly to like Toronto and just like take like have like you know because only 2 hours from Buffalo just like take a train out or someone meet me but everything was legit closed so I was like oh I guess I'm not
I had an aunt and uncle in Holland So
Man, that's like even worse. That's like the South Town. So it's got all the snow.
Yeah, Buffalo's listen, upstate New York is so crazy and white trash. It's like the craziest.
My song's white trash right away.
Troy, New York is so white trash. Albany's white trash. I'm just saying, like, we have.
He basically just said where you live is white trash.
Listen, Buffalo and Troy are different, though. Buffalo's not
trash. But Syracuse, listen, all the DMS guys from upstate New York, Mike Villani, all those guys, I love you guys, my brothers, but they are fucking white trash. No, they are like, I couldn't believe you. Like, you're from New York and you sound like that? It's like crazy.
Wait, yeah, more white trash than me?
Upstate New York is a lot different.
No, listen. Come on, you can say, don't worry.
So are you a Bills fan then?
My family are.
Oh, but you're sorry to hear, like, I don't, yeah,
I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't like football at all. So, yeah. I mean, so I like watching hockey, but it's just because, like, the dudes beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Hurt if they whine when they hear it. If all this, like, I don't know. I don't know. It seems like, I don't know. I think that hockey players are tougher. That's why I like watching them.
They pay the less, too. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that is
fucked. Soccer players and hockey players are like dudes that really always do.
Hell no. Soccer players get a lot
of money. Soccer
players kick the shit out of you.
They're fucking wild.
Yeah.
What are you looking at me for?
I'm just waiting for you to say something.
I'm not going to say something.
What do you have to say now?
So listen. So do you do the guides?
I do.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah. Every Thursday at 3 p.m., I do a local tour. And then we have people from all over just come do tours, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So,
we can
have you do it during fucking Diablo Fest. You and Madball, man.
Yeah.
We should get him.
You know, you guys see in a Pennywise garage.
Fletcher's my boy. And also, does Sharky still work with them?
Yeah. Sharky was literally just here.
Like, tell Shark that's my boy. Tell Shark I said what's up.
I told him I was like, I had to go upstairs to get a coffee because, like, I need coffee for the podcast. I'm doing Jenny Devil's podcast. And he, like, didn't say anything. I was like, oh, okay.
He's like,
what a guy.
He's like, keep it quiet. Like,
you haven't seen me.
He probably owes Danny money or something. You
know, I just talked to him. He just see me. He goes, I'll see you at the album fest.
Well, he did mention in one of our meetings, I think it was like the programming meeting, he mentioned Diablo Fest. So, yeah.
Right. Amazing.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Cool. Everyone come down.
For the people that don't know that are tuning in, we're playing December 1st in Las Vegas at the Dive Bar.
At the Dive Bar.
So, basically, I got Madball, the headline, my best friend. He's charged me $3,000. So
that's good friends. No, he's not.
We go way back.
Listen, I'm just saying, yo, listen, Madball.
He's going to go off on a tangent again.
Listen, so. But, yo, listen, when you grow up with everyone, we grow up together, and then all of a sudden, business is part.
Business is business.
But yeah. Listen, it's so funny that the way we do business, we get mad at each other.
Well,
but like the guys in the West Coast, all the do business is beautiful. The guys in the East Coast will kill each other for $32.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Anytime I bum money from you at all, I'm scared.
You should be.
I gotta pay him back tomorrow.
Everyone that's tuning in, if you guys have questions, comments, anything for Jesse Lee, hit us up. Rick, our resident guy to the right here, is taking care of comments.
ZZ Top's got the comments.
I gotta weed out the scumbag one. It's mainly prolific.
Weed out prolific. Prolific, you're out of here.
I'm not even on my phone.
Goose from Comeback Kid said he's gonna try to like call in or message something. He's like, oh, I want to ask a question. I was like, oh god, what are you gonna say?
Yeah, watch out, these guys.
Yeah.
Somebody said refill Danny D's glass.
No more Jameson for Danny.
Listen.
He never drinks.
I don't drink. So for 30 years, I do cocaine. It's all right. But now I have one drink, and you got to fight me.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm doing good.
Guys. You're doing good. You're doing great,
Danny. I'm great. You're amazing.
I hate you.
I think you're doing terrible. You should drink more.
I should drink more, but I'm not a drinker. So. I don't like drinks.
Anyways, I did want to show this too, real quick. I know. When I was reading about Below Deck, I guess I want to show this to the audience. Charters Camp for Creators tackles stigma. So this is all about Below Deck thing that you guys just did. Apparently, these were the biggest episodes, the ones that you were on. They
really
over a million per episode.
You get paid for that? You get paid for that?
Do we get a round of applause?
And a lot of it, yeah. So congrats to you, and to hopefully this leads to more stuff for you with Bravo TV and everything too. So
I actually got in trouble because I did stuff I wasn't supposed to do.
Oh, so tell us. You gotta tell us a little bit.
Hold on.
Hey, we all do though.
So one of the people on the boat was telling us when we were on that little island, whenever where I was picking up the seashells. He was like, oh, I went to school for filming and stuff like that. I can film you guys if you want. I was like, wait, you can film us? He's like, yeah. I was like, can you film me playing with this? And it's a big Bad Dragons toy. If you know anything about Bad Dragons toy, they're crazy huge, crazy dildos. So can you film me with this? He's like, yeah. I was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah. I was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, absolutely. I was like, all right, as long as you're sure. So we went off away from everyone, behind the rock. But obviously I'm wearing my microphone still, so you can still hear me. So I'm filming myself, not even doing anything crazy. I'm licking it, I'm playing with my boobs, and you know, bend over and I'm sticking it.
I can see why this was the biggest episode.
It sounds Danny in his bedroom.
Don't worry, Danny started.
And everyone else is like, oh my God, Jesse, what are you doing? They're yelling from beyond the rock. It's oh God, what's happening? So then they're Jesse, you're not allowed to ask a crew member to film me. I was like, I don't know. I would ask. You made it feel really awkward. I was like, all right, I'll apologize to him. So
that guy got fired.
Yeah, but he was happily fired.
He's like, we gotta stop. I'm going to the bathroom for a second.
I'm sorry, Jesse.
He told me he could do it, and then I get in trouble for having him actually do it. I was like, this is
Can you do this? Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Are you sure
I'll film it. I'll film it. Just keep going.
He was 30 feet away from me too. So it wasn't up in me, you know?
Yeah.
Listen, Jesse, but basically you got a lot of exposure from this.
I did.
So and believe me, all those places, maybe you could do bad girl club or something, those reality shows.
Yeah, the reality shows amazing.
Knocking on your door.
Yep.
Yeah, I need to get an agent again and have them just do all that for me.
Absolutely.
I got someone for you. Don't worry.
How about Danny just?
Yeah, you got one.
I got someone for you.
Danny, are you going to be my agent?
Yeah.
He knows everybody. Knock down doors.
He knows.
literally.
Hey, I
got you, girl. I got you. We're talking Diablo Fest. Don't worry. I got you.
Well, Jesse, you're sure I'll kill you.
I'm not lying, Jesse. I'm like, Danny, we need a lawyer for this contract. He's like, I got a guy. Hey, we need this. I got a guy.
No, the hardcore punk rock community is fucking very good to each other. You know, a lot of bullshit, but the real people, if you have a good person that has your back, they're going to take it back for the rest of your life. Yeah. That's how punk rock is.
Yeah.
Or beautiful, a badass beautiful. Like you.
Me or him?
No.
he's got his sunglasses on.
Back me up on that.
I feel weird to standing next to him. Look at us.
So, do we have any more questions? Are you guys with questions
you
here?
At my fit, and you're like, damn, pro, you look good. I'm dressed like that too.
So, Jesse, you just did. Where were you in Jersey over last weekend? What was going on there?
I was in New Jersey Exotica.
So you do that every year, right?
That was 2 days, 3 days ago.
Yeah, I literally got back on Monday.
Monday?
Nice.
Payaso.
Yeah, a lot of the DMS guys, I think, were out to that, weren't they?
Well, Payaso.
Sure they were.
Payaso is Jules Jordan's bodyguard. So,
Oh, Payaso. I know. I talked to him.
Shout out to Payaso.
I love him. He's great.
But yeah, so they we all used to go out there like 10 years ago, and we all used to go together and all of a sudden be like, remember the guy with the white, the guy for the E channel with the white hair mark? It was like he had a
with them NBA players be doing.
No, he'll be like, yo, one time we all were there, me, Risky, all the guys. He's like, he's like, Danny Diablo. And everyone ran because all their wives didn't know they were with me. Everyone ran. It was the funniest shit in the world.
They were hiding their wallets.
Yeah. They're like, oh, Danny's here.
Juice Johnson used to do it big back in the day. He used to have a big booth. It was crazy, bro. We had good time.
He also did AZN. He has a huge booth during AZN. So
I used to go with Christina Rose, all those people. We used to have a good time, man. It was always when Nautica Thorn.
When is AVN? When you guys because
AVN is the last weekend of January. So I think the 24th, or I think it's the 27th. Let me check.
Okay. We gotta do shows around that time.
Booking a show right on there.
Where's that? LA?
No, Vegas.
Oh, it's Vegas.
In Vegas. Yeah. Oh,
so, I think I heard that.
The award show is on the 27th. Vegas. So Andrew Goose from Comeback Kid is actually doing tours at the museum that weekend.
Comeback Kid? Oh shit.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Good. I was telling him, yo, you need to get in here. And he was like, oh, can I do? I was like, well, you know, like last weekend of January, I was like, it's AVN week. And he was like, oh, do you think it'll be good? I was like, yeah, do it. He was like, all right. So he like had it called and I'm like, yo, fucking book it. He's like, all right. So absolutely. I'm like kick him in the ass to do it. So.
Well, listen, that's cool that you guys do that, man. That's amazing. The Sick of It All did it. Fucking Roger did it. So not the front.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, they did. I saw Roger that. Yeah.
Anything that could make money, Roger's gonna do.
Well, you gotta make money, right?
America.
Listen, Roger is the one that taught all of us how to make money. He's an evil white Cuban bastard, but he taught me everything. That motherfucker. I love you, Roger.
So Jesse, what else you got coming up that you want to promote or anything like that?
So the weekend of Diablo Fest, I won't actually be in LA. I won't be actually be in Vegas. I'll be in DC for DC Exotica.
All right, so we're rescheduling.
Rescheduling.
Yeah, you have to reschedule all Diablo Fest to the next day.
Thank you, Jesse.
Tell me about DC Exotica. So
DC Exotica, it'll be the third year that'll be there. It's actually in Alexandria, Virginia. So it's like right outside of DC. But yeah, it was okay the first year, and then last year I didn't go because I went to Disney World instead. It was so much fun.
You're a big Disney fan, huh?
I love Disney.
Yeah.
I'll be at Disney on Wednesday.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Here we go.
I go to Disney all the time with my family. My family loves Disney.
You go to World or Land?
I always go down to Florida, so yeah.
I'll be at Disney World during Christmas time with Joanna Angel.
Oh, nice.
Donnie, we're going to book a show. Sorry. I'm in Disney with my family.
My mom loves Disney, so we always go with her. So it's awesome. I love it.
But get back to the podcast.
All right, back to the podcast. So besides DC,
I'm gonna dress up as Pluto.
Besides,
you're more of a Goofy.
Besides DC Exotica, what else you got coming up?
I think the only other thing I have is AVN. So I'll be with a company called Inked Vixens. Okay. Right. So I'll be starting with them at AVN, the expo. I don't know if I'm going to the award show yet, but I'm definitely going to go to the expo.
So, you weren't nominated for anything this year?
So I haven't. So this past year, I've been recovering from a car accident.
I didn't want to bring that up.
I'm sorry about this. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah.
So here's the fucked up part.
Are you okay?
So 13 years ago, like literally just about 13 years ago, I was in a car accident. Like when I was moving from New York to LA, like literally like the weekend before I was going to move. I got in a car accident and I died for 5 minutes, got brought back to life. Fenton like actually wrote a song about it called "I'm Not Dead Anymore." It's a great fucking song. But yeah, so I died. So I had to like recover in Buffalo with my family, and then eventually I came to LA. Then I was moving. It was late February, and I already had like my moving truck packed up. I hired movers. I was going to get the lock from my moving truck, and on my way home from getting the lock, which was like. The Walgreens was 4 blocks from my apartment, and I was halfway home. I was 2 blocks away. I was turning onto my street, and fucking car at like 8 o'clock at night fucking doesn't see me for some reason. The light was red, and he fucking slams into the back of my car. Right. The airbag went off, and it broke my jaw in 3 spots, sliced my face open, Sliced my face.
I mean, you still look pretty damn good.
I'm sorry.
Like this part right here, this is like pretty, it's like, it's, there's like not much movement left. That's why you can tell, like, when I talk to the side a little bit.
Yeah.
No, that's character. Don't worry.
Just shoot a fuck out of them.
But my jaw, I just started, like, I haven't been able to film or anything like that because my jaw's been broken because it was lurched up for 7 weeks. So putting anything in my, including like sometimes food, would fucking hurt so bad because it was stretching out my jaw. So
you know, you're a fucking soldier. That's fucking
I
wild.
Just started filming again.
Yeah.
So I just started putting things in my mouth again.
Yeah.
No, listen, the thing everybody's
been congrats. Congrats.
It's a glizzy miracle.
I liked how you're trying to like beat around the bush on that. No, just eating and also.
Also, like, I'm at work and, like, I don't know if people are, like, in, parts of the museum are, like, just on the other side of the wall. So I don't
want to hear that. They'll be like, oh my God.
I don't want them to be like, who's this? Why is some girl talking like that at the museum?
Who's backstage? This is a real
issue. No, that's it. I feel your pain.
Because even though it's a corporate museum, it's still a corporation. So it's still a corporate job. So I have to, be careful on what I say, you know? Yeah. I mean, although on my tours and stuff like that.
That's not punk rock at all.
Listen, I tried that my whole life, but somehow I can't. I just, like, I had to say what I could say. That's why I got him.
Every time he does a podcast, I'm like, don't say this, Danny. Don't say this. Please don't say this.
But thank you for saying that to me.
And then you know what happens? He still says half of them, but I have to pick my battles.
But it's half of them. You're limited to 3 N-words.
You laugh, but it's not. This is exactly what happens every statement.
Yo, listen. My thing is this: like, punk rock is like, I laugh at everyone now that how the world is, and everyone's canceling each other. It's like, it's punk rock is punk rock, bro. But like, being from New York City is way different than the West Coast. It's like we grew up, and where am I? Yo, listen. I'm who I am. I mean,
yeah,
I you hear all the stories. Listen, I'm a normal person. But I'm saying, listen. I'm a Puerto Rican Jew, Nigger Rican, and I think my
that's mother, one N-word. There's like two more.
Listen. I come from a black cunt. I can say nigger all I want.
Jesus, Danny.
But
are you fucking kidding me?
Listen, all you cannot cancel me. I'm like Gigi Allen. I cancel myself.
Call your mom right now.
And we're going to go to Disney World.
You're going to Disney World? I've never been to Disney World in my life, son.
You're
going with my family to Disney World.
You would have a time of your life.
Scam Justin's father worked for Disney World.
Scam's father?
We used to get free tickets all the time.
And you never went.
Why am I going to go to Disney World by myself?
We're going.
It's the most magical place.
Go with us. So we'll be in Disney World for her birthday on Christmas.
I can still get free tickets.
You can still get free tickets. All right, that's like $100 a piece. They're like
So does that mean that does that mean Jesse and Danny are going to
Don't worry, I'll hook you guys up with Disney World.
Thank you, Danny.
We can dress all like festive. We're like matching sweaters. We also
imagine cotton candy. Like,
if you take Danny, take a picture. I want to see it. I'm putting it on my Instagram.
With the right mouse away. Ears. Out.
listen.
You would have
to all I have to say.
With an ice cream, just happy as.
Jesse and I went to Disney World. The world would be happy.
You know what?
I'd be happy. What?
It's actually hilarious. Let's do it, Daddy.
Let's do it.
I'm down,
Jesse. No, Danny would actually love that shit if you went.
The employees there would not be happy though.
But Jesse,
this tattooed guy.
I know you're super busy. Like I said, we'd like to keep down for half an hour. Hold on, guys. Is there anything else you want to plug before we let you go and get back to doing what you're doing?
No. I mean, I'm.
I don't want to go back to work.
Well, I told my manager that I'm gonna be until like 7 o'clock. So I told him like, oh, I'll probably be back there till 7. So I mean, they're good.
All right. Well, then let's talk for a few minutes. We're gonna hold you out for like five more minutes. Is that cool?
Are you H2O? Yes.
What?
No, he just wears a shirt.
Do you like H2O?
Yeah, like H2O. Oh,
God, that guy, man.
I'm also Vegan Edge.
So I'm like,
So wait, what?
Explain me what vegan edge is. I don't know
what's about to happen here. Right?
Vegan straight edge.
Vegas. Yeah,
okay. All right. All right.
So Toby Morse.
So you don't eat animals that are on drugs.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just trying to guess here. I don't know what's going on.
Listen, guys, listen. Toby Morse is one of my best friends growing up.
Yep.
Like Toby, there's good friends with my whole family. My mother loves Toby. I love Moon. I love Max. You know, like I grew up with Toby. Like when I met Toby, he lived in the Gorilla Biscuits closet in my neighborhood, Jackson Heights.
Gorilla Biscuits
closet?
He lived in the closet, Sim's closet.
Gorilla Biscuits closet.
So check this out. So growing up, One time I knocked someone out, and all of a sudden the guy goes to me.
Of course you did.
Listen, a big club. He's like, "Hey, you're the guy who goes to hardcore shows." And I say, "Who the fuck are you?" He's like, "I'm Toby," and we became best friends. It was 1987.
You know what Jamie Joshua would say? It's hard.
Jamie Joshua. Shout out to Jamie Joshua. Yeah, I love it, Joshua.
Milwaukee Metal Fest, May 16th through 19th. Just announced.
Yo, listen, I want to tell you something. There's two guys, Jamie Joshua, I will always love.
Joshua fucking.
And Rick Dog.
Joshua became straight edge after he managed me. And that was all I had to say. The poor guy had to deal with me. And I love Scott Vogel too and Tara. Those Scott. Guys. Those are like
terror, baby. I love
but those guys are like Joshua, Scott, and Toby are really good people. And then people might hear the music and make not Toby, but Scott. No, I'm saying like Scott and Joshua's music is really hard and crazy, but all three of them, Toby. They have the best hearts, and they'll do anything for you if they can do it for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all.
And, like, the funny thing about Toby, because I know Toby through, like, Joanna because of Liquid Death or whatever. Yeah, but I did Toby's podcast, like, months ago. Amazing. And just, like, talk with him for, like, you know, like, an hour or whatever. Like, it was great. It was awesome. You know, he's very, like, it's so funny because he's so quiet. And then, like, I had never seen H2O in concert ever until I saw him at El Rey. And I, like, saw Toby on stage. I was like, whoa. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. So,
how about this? His son plays drums for him. And I remember when he was born. I was at Toby's wedding. Oh, and he's still married with Moon. They're still together. So, all these hardcore people.
She's so great. I love her.
Listen, when you say Moon, say that. I was talking to Ezek, Danny. She's going to be like, oh my God. My mother loves
Moon. Lose my number.
Moon is this. Moon is one of the sweetest people in the world, and she's a great mother, great wife, and she is the backbone of Toby and his business. That's all I have to say.
Well, that's awesome, man. That's yeah.
Strong, powerful woman. Moon Morse.
All right, back to Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse.
We don't care about you, Danny.
So Shut the fuck up, Danny.
Since we are a label, a music label, we like to talk music. What new music are you into? Are you listening to anything new right now? Metal. I know metal. What? Give me a new band that we should check out or that our podcast listeners should check out.
What's in your what
They
you
Live
right now?
Smoke AD.
So there's a band. I mean, I don't know how much in this wheelhouse of yours will be, but yeah. There's a band called Bad Omens, and I like to call them like goth metal.
Yeah.
Because they're metal, and like, you know, I saw them in concert, like at the Virgin, in Vegas, and their fucking light show was insane. It was like the best light show I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, this is crazy. Like, the only other good light show that I saw was when I saw The Weeknd play like last year at Allegiant Stadium. Like, it was like insane. So I'm like really impressed by like bands that like put a lot into their stage show, not just going there and playing music. Yeah, you know, everyone can, like, sing along, but I feel like, you know, you just play the fucking record, you know? Like
this moment, because they do a lot of that theatric kind of stuff with their...
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen them. I haven't seen them in concert, but, like, my friend, you know, Jeremy Saffer, straight edge photographer from Massachusetts, like, he, like, directed one of their videos. He's really good friends with them. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, I heard their stage show is insane.
Yeah,
so.
Their station was pretty epic.
Do you like At the Gates and stuff like that?
Yeah. I like everything. So, a lot of the music I listen to is a lot of, like, melodic hardcore. Also, like, Stick to Your Guns, Defeater, you know, Comeback Kids, stuff like that. Like, that's the kind of stuff that I like. The stuff that's more, like, a little more melodic. Like, even, I can't think of the name of them right now. But Ghost Band, they're from Vegas. Fuck the... I don't know. You'll know. I can't figure it out. So, yeah.
Give me one of your guilty pleasure bands, though. Like, no one would be like, well, I can't see you listening.
Oh, I got one. 30 Seconds of Mars.
We're not talking to you. Or
yeah. But we're asking Jesse. Yeah,
I saw 30 Seconds of Mars play it when we were young. Yeah. And fucking, I don't know what Jared Leto was wearing on stage, but like, what is he doing?
Yeah, but
what is he on right now?
But they sound like so fucking good. Like he plays that.
Yeah, band. They do.
He's as big as him.
Yo, listen, that my guilty pleasure is 30 Seconds of Mars. Are like
30 Seconds.
He had mad blue eyeshadow on and all that.
Yeah,
whatever. Listen.
Like whatever. Furby.
Whatever.
I got some crazy. One time, someone said something to me that scarred me for life. So he said
Jared Leto's way prettier than you.
No, listen. I was hanging out with these two girls. We're going crazy, partying.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're like, we got to go. I was like, where you got to go? She goes, Jared called. I was like, fucking Jared. And I'm trying to not be like, yo, that's my nigga. I love him. So I go.
That's three.
Look.
It is your cutoff.
Listen. So the girls go, yo, he's exactly like you, an animal. I go, but he has millions of dollars.
He does.
Bye-bye.
My friend used to sleep with him. Like, she used to sleep with him, and he used to, I'm not going to say who it is, but
did they sleep together before they slept?
But she used to go over there, and she said that, like, the one time he used to spank her so hard that he left the fucking handprint on her ass. He's like fucking wild.
I was like, when they told me, she was like, he's an animal like you. And I'm like, does coke and everything? I was like, oh my God.
We are putting way too many historians.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you something. Jesus. Yo, wait, what's Jared Leto going to do? Smack me.
Well, hopefully he comes and plays the song. Listen, Jared Leto, you want to do a track?
No, dude, I'm dying. So the girl, so she was like, it hurt me. She was like, oh, he's exactly like you, crazy, but he got $1 million in the bank. And I was like, fuck you. And they left me.
One of my wife's favorite stories is when 30 Seconds of Mars was just coming out. They were doing a show at the Rave.
Yeah.
And he tried to like do the step onto the crowd where people hold his foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Foot slipped, kicked my wife right in the face.
And she's like, that was the best kick ever.
No, he was like, he stopped the show. He's like, are you okay?
She's like, spit on me.
And she's like,
choke me.
That was fucking foul, man.
She probably did say that, though. She holds that out.
Jared, spit on me.
Jared Leto's a good-looking dude. Come on.
Jordan Castellano or whatever.
Right? You think Jared Leto's a good-looking
dude? Jordan Catalano.
What's that?
Jordan?
It's Catalano.
Catalano, what's that?
What was that show on MTV?
My So-Called Life? No.
My So-Called Life, yeah.
I have the series on DVD.
So you and my wife get along.
Yeah.
I bought it for $2 in Amoeba.
Amoeba's amazing.
No, Amoeba
is done.
Yeah, right? No more.
No, but it used to be one in LA.
The old Amoeba, they moved to Hollywood and Argyle.
Oh, for real?
Because it used to be by the Capitol Records building, right?
Yeah. It used to be by the Arby's over there.
Yeah, it was on like Cahuenga and Sunset, and now it's between Cahuenga and Ivar, and now it's like a art gallery now. I don't know, something.
I used to love going there. I used to live there for a little bit. I used to go there all the time.
I know what I used to do over there.
Yeah.
Old Donnie Bang Bang.
Old Donnie on drugs.
See that dumpster over there?
Those are the old days, fellas.
No, you know, wait, when someone talks about drugs and when they used to do drugs, that face just stops for 2 seconds. Like, but I'm glad that you.
Yeah, 9 years.
Nine years.
Now look how we spend our Friday night.
Yeah, now I'm cooler. Let me hang in. Oh, all right.
The last time Donnie was in Vegas when he's on drugs, what happened?
I don't remember. Oh, I do remember. That was a bad one.
The intervention?
Yeah, that was bad.
Won 5 G's and then had an intervention.
I did win 5 G's before I got the intervention.
But you know what? I'm glad you thank God for the intervention.
I know. Anyways, let's not get heavy here. Let's party again. Jesse, we really appreciate
it. Thank you so much,
Jesse,
we
really
for doing
do appreciate this. It's fun. Because we do these podcasts a lot. We've had a lot of people on. The one time that we announced that you were going to be on here, people that I've never heard of in like 10 years, like, can I come over to your house? Is she there? I'm like, no. She's not going to be at the house,
no,
weirdo.
No bullshit. All right, my buddy Sean, who does a lot of our mixing and mastering for us, Sean Brooks from the band Avenues was like, if you ever want to repay me, because he always does it for free, just ever shout out, hi, Sean. So if you could do that, you're going to help our music get put out for free a little longer. So If you can say hi, Sean, from the band Avenues.
Fuck you, Sean.
Wait, what kind of music? What kind of music are they again?
Punk rock. They played the punk rock bowling before, Rancid and all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Avenues. Check them out. Awesome band.
Okay. All right, you ready?
Wiretap. Wiretap Records.
Are you ready?
Yes. Sean, are you ready?
Hi, Sean from Avenues.
Yay!
Oh, good motherfucker, thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it.
Put a little salt in this thing.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
But for real, Jesse, this was a great interview. We really appreciate it. We had a blast with you.
Wait,
was...
one more. Say Rick Doggy.
No.
Your beard is pretty.
No, just say, say fuck Rick Doggy.
My voice doesn't go down that low.
Rick Doggy, your beard is pretty.
Say, hey, Rick Dog, fuck you. Yeah. That's what I usually tell him.
Hey, Rick Dog, fuck you.
Yeah!
We paid a fake Tyrone Biggums in Vegas.
Yep.
You know, on Fremont Street,
they always say
Tyrone Biggums, like,
it's Chappelle.
What, $40?
$40.
Man, fuck Rick Dog, man.
Yeah, we did. That's going to be in a video soon.
But Jesse, thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It means a lot.
Appreciate you. Yeah, like, thank you.
To show people that you're a cool person, and a lot of people in your industry, in our industry, whatever, you know, people look at us like we're animals and whatever. And
you are
a sweetheart, and you're smart, and you're about your business. Yeah. And God bless you, and keep on doing what you do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes.
Shout out to you, Jesse.
We love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now get back to work.
I know. I gotta go cash some fucking people out.
See you, Jesse.
Right, thank you.
Thank
no,
you.
Wait, don't leave yet.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up, Zach.
Bye. We appreciate you, Jesse.
No, thank you very much.
Bye.
What the fuck are you spraying? What the fuck was that?
All right. Shout out to Jesse Lee. What a great interview. It was phenomenal.
Dude, now my fucking drink tastes like Febreze.
Before we go, we're not done yet. Everyone, stick around for a few minutes. We got a couple things. I want to show you guys this. What's he digging for? Debo's Toy Chest.
You pull his hammer out.
We had a couple people that sent things to us. I want to show.
Why did you spray that?
You didn't bring
drink
it up.
Tastes like Febreze.
Shout out to Debo's Toy Chest, a.k.a. Dexter. He wanted you guys to open this.
Shout out to Dexter.
Donnie.
Wait, you're not opening that one. They open this one. You open the next one.
Donnie, you got a big box.
Open that one.
Who, me?
Open that.
Okay, what?
Open that.
Dexter, we're going to open it right now, brother.
Shots fired.
Ah! They coming for us!
Wait, what do we got here? What do we got here?
Check it out.
What the fuck is this?
My boy Dexter sent those. He wants us to put
shit.
Those. I'm going to put those in the background for the podcast.
It's a They Live alien, dog.
Yeah. Open it up.
I wish you would have sent this earlier.
Thank you very much.
Why?
Because I have all three of them, and I had to pay like $50 for this fucking chase.
Oh,
now we got more than
the black and white chase one.
Hey,
yo, Dexter, thank you, brother.
Hey, Dexter, thank you.
Dexter, man.
Hey, Danny.
Shout out to Debo's Toy Chest.
Hell's Heart merch. This is the guy that you did the podcast.
This is fucking amazing. Thank you.
He sent stuff. Shout out to Hell's Heart and what was it? TNF podcast.
We're doing this right here. Hold on.
What the fuck was that?
Hold on. Look.
Fuckery.
Shout out to TNF podcast. Hell Heart.
How about I just throw your fucking shirt? I'm not going to do that.
All right, but you can try. But listen.
Wait, one's for me.
Wait, hold on.
What the fuck, dude? You threw my pop?
That's not yours. It's for the podcast.
It's for the podcast, guys.
It's a They Live pop, and you fucking threw it.
No, this is yours. This is yours.
Go cry about it.
Fucking video. The movie They Live.
Fuck your fuckery.
Jesus. Anyway.
And it's mine.
Look, Hell's Heart. Shout out TNF podcast.
TNF podcast. Hell's Heart.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Everybody, thank you for the fuckery. Thank you for the They Live pop.
Amazing.
I want to say happy birthday to the Marines.
Veterans Day.
248 years young. You jarheads.
Big left. Shout out to Big Left.
Oh,
you won that over.
Left. We love you, dog.
USA.
Now, before we go, guys, we're all worked up here. It's great.
Hell yeah, America.
We had a great fucking podcast with Jesse Lee. You can tune in every Friday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, live. We do this every Friday when we're in town. We're not doing shows. We got Diablo Fest coming up. We got a bunch of shit coming
up. Buy tickets right now, Danny Diablo merch.
Yeah,
Force5Records.com right
now.
I'm
going to show where.
Make sure you pop up at Diablo Fest December 1st.
Diablo Fest.
Yeah, also, everyone, Piss Mob right now, pre-order the tickets.
Yes.
Go right now. Get them right now.
Yeah.
Before they go on. Madball.
Starhead.
Yo, and you just dropped
the Shark. We dropped your fire video.
We're actually going to show that before we get out of here.
No, are we?
Yes.
Shout out to Mike Cole.
You can still pre-order the bundles. At Danny Diablo.
We got the fucking keychains, motherfuckers.
Danny Diablo versus Piss Mob.
My new album. I got a new album out. Danny Diablo Piss Mob.
You see that shirt right there? Graffiti, drugs, money, and crime. We just started.
Wow. Jeez.
Well, there it is right there.
Spill my drink.
New York Hardcore Street.
Yeah. Buy that. Oh, graffiti rags. Buy that. Wait, listen, guys.
Hey, can I have one?
No. There it is right there. There it is right there.
Right there. Yo, Rick Dog, baby. December 16th. Birthday party.
Yeah.
Get in place, Al.
But like I said, right now, this Danny Diablo merch. See that at the bottom? Boop. Go to DannyDiabloMerch.com.
Everyone, your tickets are going out. We got to get them right now. We're going to be selling out. So get tickets right now.
ForceFireRecords.com.
He's so crying about
like
the
I
Funko.
Said, we do this every Friday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. But we also replay it, and then we put it on digital every Monday. What does that say? So before we go, let's watch the Danny Diablo Piss My video, and then we'll be back to say goodbye to everyone.
Reno. Piss my. Danny motherfucker Diablo, man. You shit.
Piss my Reno, motherfucker. Kidding me. Stop playing, man.
That mic, too.
I need water and beer.
Piss my with this motherfucker, man. We ain't playing no more now. Stop playing. We haven't been playing ever.
Reno. Let's turn this shit up. Let's go. Reno. Litter than ever. Reno. Lit till I die. Reno. On me. Reno.
Yo.
All right.
We're going to finish it up. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the Ruckus Podcast Show. Everyone's arguing in the background.
Pre-order that Piss Mob.
Pre-order the Piss Mob CD. Go to DannyDiabloMerch.com.
Vegas, December 1st.
Vegas, December 1st. It's me and Rick Dog and these guys yelling back there. Is there anything else? Everything good, right?
How are you doing? I'm glad to see things good.
I'm good.
Oh, it's grown man talk.
Thank you guys very much. And I think that's it. Thank you, Jesse Lee. Shout out to Jesse Lee.
Yo, punk rock bowling.
Don't forget to spay New York cats.
We're out of here.
Suck it. EK Records All Day's host.
Hey everyone, this is Tuck from Fit for a King and Off-Road Minivan. Every week I bring you fun interviews alongside your favorite metalcore entertainers with my new podcast, Get Tucked. Join me every Monday with bands like Counterparts, Crystal Lake, like Moths to Flames, and many more. We play unsigned and undiscovered bands, deep dive into each artist's history, and of course provide the greatest breakdowns in current metalcore. Tune in to Get Tucked every Monday, out now through Sound Talent Media.